From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Wednesday.
Very good morning, Mike.
And every second Wednesday is Global Dairy Auction Day, and we always love those at the moment. Today, I mean, it's not booming, but it hasn't disappointed.
No. I think we probably had the collective sigh of relief across the country back on the 15th of July when that was the last auction when the price index rose 1.1%, and that followed those four consecutive auctions of falling prices. So overnight, yeah, steady as she goes, I think, outcome really, with the price index lifting 0.7% and the global media sensation that is butter. I note that the price has fallen 3.8% in the auction. Not sure what or whether that has any material impact on the cost of a 500 grams of butter in your local supermarket. I suspect it doesn't, but croissant makers around the world will be breathing a sigh of relief, won't they? So two big products, skim milk powder, whole milk powder, they are both up 0.4% on skim milk, whole milk powder plus 2.1%. Look, I think we can relax a little bit. I think there isn't a precipitous market decline in dairy prices. So we had those four auctions, but it's stabilised now. Generally, I would just comment, Mike, the ANZ Commodity Price Index was released yesterday. That index did fall in July, and dairy product prices did weigh on that index. But if you look at the whole year, if you just take a wee step back, the commodity price index is up 10.7% over the 12 months. So it has been a very healthy year for the commodity prices that are important to us.
Thank the good Lord. Do we see light in China, Andrew?
Yeah, that's interesting. So look, in the post sort of global dairy trade auction analysis, we always do look at the role of Asia in the bidding. Is China buying our dairy products? So look, it's a key export partner. And like I said, we always do try and keep a watchful eye on how the Chinese economy is developing. Last week, we spoke about the government calculated PMI, the Purchasing Managers Index in China, and it was weak. There are ongoing concerns about the health of the manufacturing sector in China, the clearly elevated level of tension, a trade tension between China and the US, still no trade deal. And look, that global trade reorganization reset inevitably will impact on manufacturing in China. But yesterday we had the release of what's called the Caixin PMI. This is the S&P Global China General Services PMI, so the services sector. It's a private, it's non-government figure, and it was more buoyant, Mike. We see the service sector is expanding at a stronger pace at the start of the third quarter. Headline business activity rose to 52.6 in July. That's up from 50.6 in June, so expansion of the services sector in China. The thing is, Mike, is the services sector has been consistently positive for about 2.5 years. It's been over 50, so it's not the problem. As I said, it's the manufacturing issues that are the problem, and a continuation of the hangover of that sort of property market, that terrible property market issues that they had. And I suppose quickly, Mike, while we're talking about key export partners, the other one's Australia. Household spending numbers released in Australia yesterday looked pretty robust, a little below expectation. 4.8% lift
in household spending. Explain it to me just really quickly, because their confidence numbers are the highest that came out yesterday, highest in 3 years.
Yeah.
And you can't afford a house there. It's 1.7 million in Sydney. Their interest rates aren't necessarily any better than ours are. I mean, are they just fundamentally better than we are?
Well, look, what's the nickname, Mike? The lucky country. I mean, look, ultimately, they can always lean back on and lean into, which is, you know, one of the cliches that we use these days. But they just dig stuff out the ground and send it out the country. And I suppose they've always got that to fall back on. It's a larger country than us, so over sort of 20 million people, and they just do seem to be able to generate economic activity.
They seem more overtly optimistic, though, because they were saying yesterday, look, there's been a couple of cuts in the interest rates. I mean, well, and they've gone mental. We've had five or six cuts in the interest rates. You know what I mean? It's not the same. Well, I just wonder if they got a different mindset.
I think there definitely is. It was always seen as being a slightly more land of opportunity than New Zealand is, and it's always attractive on that basis.
They do, of course, have a better job market than ours, and ours is, what are you calling, 5.3 today?
So look, the vibe is that the labour market is weakened, Mike, and unemployment rate always the centre of attention. Consensus call is 5.3%. Just remember that labour market is a lagging indicator, so it's end of cycle stuff. But I think you, in your little editorial, Mike, I agree with you. I think this is going to start to shine a light on the political situation. The pressure is coming on. We're only a year away from election becoming front and centre, and employment and wages, that's how people feel the economy.
Right.
I want to say, how do you react to the economy? Well, it's whether you've got a job, whether you're getting paid more, and probably whether your house price is going up.
Exactly. And please never call it a little editorial ever again.
Now, Sorry, what are the numbers?
What are the numbers?
Oh, God, I'll never look that down, will I? 44,119, that's the Dow Jones, minus 57 points, 0.13. The NASDAQ, 6,318, it's down 11 points, 0.17%, and the NASDAQ down 80 points, 0.38, 20,972. The FTSE 100 overnight, up 0.16%, the Nikkei up 0.64%, and the Shanghai Composite up just under 1%. The Australasian markets, Mike, had a good day yesterday. The ASX 200 closed at 8770. That was up 1.23%. And the little NZX 50 was up 1.5%, 12,877. Kiwi dollar, 0.5899, just under the 59 cents. 0.9110 against the Aussie, 0.5093 euro, 0.4433 pounds, 87.07 Japanese yen. Gold, $3,379, and a little edge down again.
Good.
And Brent crude, $67.84.
Go well. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.